evening. My name is Elle Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this fifth day of November 2016. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the program, I'll post links on the IDH program links page to some of the materials we talk about tonight. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed 46,000 times since it was posted 2 years ago, and it's now in its ninth edition. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Also, I've started a weekly talk show call dedicated to the material in Lawfully Yours, where we discuss the different strategies. The call is on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. You can click on the talk show logo on my homepage to locate the call information. If you don't have access to a computer, you can dial 724-444-7444 and punch in the call ID number, which is 120481, followed by a pound key. Okay, so let me repeat. The number for the call is 724-444-7444. And then you're going to be asked to punch in an ID, and the ID number is 120481-POUND. I'd like to start tonight by sharing an example of psychobabble that came to my attention. My husband brought it to my attention this week, and it's perfect. And it drives me crazy. I mean, it's all over your newspapers. I should invite everybody to share their favorite psychobabble article with me every week, because it's just everywhere. We talked about psychobabble back in September. But this is precious. This is absolutely precious. This is from the superintendent of our school system. And here's what he had to say in the paper. It's titled, District Planning, Review Continue on Several Fronts. This fall has flown by, and we've made great progress implementing the goals developed through our innovative strategic planning process. As many readers may recall, we worked with local business leaders and community volunteers to create a hybrid approach to strategic planning. The private sector influence yield a small number of results-oriented, measurable goals, while the public sector influence ensured a large amount of community involvement in both creating and implementing our goals. Now, isn't that just a bunch of nonsense? This guy still hasn't bothered to tell the local community that their local schools have been signed into Common Core, which is like the big secret nobody knows. So here he's giving all of this corporate speak to the community, like everything's just so hunky-dory with our schools. And he's also describing that he's involved with a public-private partnership. And I doubt the readers are going to get that either. People read this stuff and they simply don't know how to read between the lines. But I just think that is just a bunch of nothing that he just said. Nonsense. I can't believe the paper even printed it. So that was my favorite psychobabble. Tonight I'd like to talk about a new strategy that we put together. The idea came to me about a year ago when I was listening to archive programs on RBN, and I heard Joyce Rosenwald and Peter Neese talking about something they were referring to as condition precedent. That archive show prompted me to contact Peter and get a copy of what is a condition precedent. So he sent it to me, and we started talking, and we've shared a lot of information over the past year. And I kind of thought about this strategy that he and Joyce were recommending, and I wasn't quite ready to act on it. So, and beside that, I was busy with other things. But this past 2 weeks, specifically knowing that they're ramping up the mandatory vaccinations throughout the country, we really need a strategy more than we've got now, that will allow us to say no to these vaccine mandates. So I dusted off the condition precedent that Peter had sent me, and we talked more about it, and I did some work on it, and I was able to validate a lot of what was in it through the Uniform Commercial Code. So let me introduce you to the concept that this strategy is built on, and then I'll read you the actual notice. Okay, it's called the Notice of Condition Precedent. It is first important to understand that the real law of the land in America is the Uniform Commercial Code, not the U.S. Constitution or Bill of Rights. The UCC was implemented in all 50 states by the mid-1960s. Okay, according to the UCC general provisions, this is what they say, quote, the Uniform Commercial Code must be liberally construed and applied to make uniform the law among the various jurisdictions, unquote. And that's exactly what they've been doing. Each and every time we sign a registration form, application form, or contract, it is presumed that we are knowingly signing a contractual agreement and that we are fully aware of all the terms and conditions and accept them, even though many times they're not disclosed. Common sense tells us we cannot consent to terms and conditions of a contract that we are unaware of. However, according to the current legal structure in place throughout the country, the presumption is that if we sign without noting our reservations, we are knowingly agreeing to all terms. Here is a good example of a notice that we received in the mail from our local bank in 2014, stating the new terms and conditions of our account. Now, this is a direct quote, and I have it on my computer. If somebody wants it, I'll send it to them. Quote, this document, along with any other documents we give you pertaining to your account, is a contract that establishes rules which control your account with us. If you sign the signature card or open or continue to use the account, you agree to these rules. This agreement is subject to applicable federal laws, the laws of the state of Ohio, and other applicable rules such as the operating letters of the Federal Reserve Banks and payment processing system rules. The body of state and federal law that governs our relationship with you, however, is too large and complex to be reproduced here. So by continuing to use our checking account, it is presumed that we have agreed to a contract with rules that are admittedly not disclosed. All banks with corporate charters in America today are subject to the operating letters of the private Federal Reserve banks because the money they use, Federal Reserve notes, is a private commercial script. The vast majority of the population is completely in the dark regarding these so-called rules. I sent a copy of that condition and rule little thing that they sent me from my bank to an attorney, and it was actually Ellen Brown, who's trying to set up the – she is in charge of the Public Banking Institute, and her work is just really wonderful. And I said, could this be a legal contract? And I quoted exactly what I read you. I said, they're telling me that they're not disclosing all the terms. How can this be binding? And she said, well, it can't. But then when you think about it, you realize, well, it can be binding because I'm continuing to use the account. It was a take it or leave it offer. And as long as I use the account, they're going to attempt to hold me to all these rules, the ones I don't even know anything about. But here's the glitch, because all governments and corporations use the private commercial script, which is the Federal Reserve note. They're bound by the laws of contracts, which is the Uniform Commercial Code. The UCC governs all commercial contracts. Enforceable contracts require mutuality. That is, both parties are aware of and agree to terms and conditions. However, you cannot achieve mutuality without full disclosure. So what the local bank did was coerce their customers into agreeing that non-disclosure is an acceptable term. They did this by threatening to discontinue the accounts of those that didn't agree to their new terms. Out of necessity, most of their customers consented to their bastardized version of mutuality rather than close their accounts. As more and more people today receive their pay via direct deposit, not having a bank account would make it quite difficult for them to get access to the money they need to put a roof over their heads and food on their tables. This means that the customers accepted the non-disclosure terms either mistakenly or under duress. The fact that bar attorneys write these entrapment contracts in a language that the majority of the population doesn't understand should not surprise anyone, and it should enrage everyone. The internet. In addition, when we visit websites or accept the terms of YouTube, Google, Facebook, Adobe, and others, it is also presumed that we are knowingly entering into a contractual relationship and understand and accept their terms and policies. Frequently, we are requested to indicate our acceptance by clicking yes when a pop-up box appears, but not always. Often there is a presumption in place that simply by visiting a website to find out store hours or locations, we are consenting to their privacy policies designed to assist them in data mining. Once you start looking at the terms you are agreeing to, you will clearly see there is a really big problem here with the notion of presumed consent when you go online. And I've been guilty, like everyone else, of clicking on, you know, they say, well, do you accept? And, you know, you have so much time and you're like, oh, gosh, am I going to read this whole thing? And the whole thing you wouldn't understand anyway because it was written by bar attorneys as an entrapment agreement. So I'm afraid most of us just say, okay, I accept the terms and continue doing whatever online browsing we're doing. Now, this is outrageous if you think about it. This is outrageous. We're getting entrapped just by going online and visiting websites. And this thing, this monster is growing. It is not going to go away. So we need a way to protect ourselves from this enormous number of agreements and contracts and terms and conditions that we get entrapped into and don't even understand if we had the time to read them. We've got to find a way to protect ourselves. This is where this concept of notice of condition precedent comes in. To the best of our knowledge, there's only one way to protect yourself from undisclosed terms and conditions and presumed consent in society today, and that is to establish a condition precedent for your living flesh and blood self. Now, if you can hear me, you're alive. So that means I'm talking to you. As the entire system of rules, regulations, and policies only apply to legal juristic persons. And we have that down. We have a link to it. CUCC section 1-201 under general definition of person. And a person is essentially a legal or commercial entity. That's not the same thing as a living flesh and blood man or woman. It is important you separate yourself from the person presumption. It is also important to note, as expressed in the banking example, that our money banking system is defined by undisclosed federal laws and the letters of the private for-profit corporation known as the Federal Reserve. By the way, federal laws only apply to U.S. citizens. If you vote in federal elections, you are a registered U.S. citizen. If you check the U.S. citizen box when you opened your bank account or applied for a driver's license without restricting your signature, you have declared yourself a U.S. citizen. We did a show, I believe, 2 weeks ago on why you need to cancel your voter registration ASAP. And I know it was controversial. There are people who really believe that Trump can save our country. They so desperately want to go back to the polls and pull that little lever or push that little button, voting for their guy, hoping that their guy will get in. And the show we did 2 weeks ago, and I go to my website and you'll see it. It's still on the home page. All that information that we gave on that program demonstrating that the machines are rigged. The media determines who's the winner, not the people. So no matter how excited you are to go and vote, thinking that your vote will count, your vote does not count. They've had these machines rigged. I think I talked about this on the program. I live in Central Ohio. We discovered without any question that the electronic machines were rigged back in 2005. There are people who testified to that effect. There was a programmer who said, I was asked to put in the program in the electronic machines, and I did. So people, being a registered voter is not in your best interest. I'm sorry. I know it's disappointing. You want to believe that your vote counts, but your vote no longer counts. The crooks have taken over the voting process. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Tonight we're talking about a new strategy called a condition precedent notice. And part of what's involved is canceling voter registration. We did it's on the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. You scroll down, there's a menu on the right, and the article that we put up is titled Voting is a Scam. And I will post a link on the IDH program links page after the show. The video that's on that page is an interview that Jim Collier, who wrote the book Vote Scam, did in 1996 with Jeff Rentz. And it's the most amazing thing you'll hear. He proved without any doubt what is really going on. And he did it, you know, the hard way, trial and error and research. And he talked to some major people, including in the FBI, to come up with the conclusions that he did. I'm not sure we can buy the vote scam anymore. I had a hard time finding it, but that will convince you absolutely that voting is a scam, because the next thing we're going to ask as part of this process is that you're going to have to unregister. So let's go on with the condition precedent. Once you understand what's really going on, and then more often than not, undisclosed conditions are generally not in your best interest, it's strongly recommended that you consider doing three things. One, stop being a U.S. corporation citizen and voting for the government corporation's trustees who don't work for you anyway. Cancel your voter's registration. Number two, implement a condition precedent notice to declare yourself, for the record, a living flesh and blood man or woman versus a legal fiction, quote, person, unquote. And number three, restrict your signature by signing without prejudice, which is UCC 1-308, performance or acceptance under reservation of rights. Okay, so let's talk a little bit. What is a condition precedent? According to Black's Law, 4th edition, quote, it is a condition referring to a future event upon the happening of which the obligation becomes no longer binding upon the other party if he chooses to avail himself of the condition. Let me say that again. It is a condition referring to a future event upon the happening of which the obligation becomes no longer binding upon the other party if he chooses to avail himself of the condition. In other words, once you implement a legal notice, and this concept of a notice is very much a part of the UCC, it is section 1-202. And I'm going to post links to all of these after the show tonight, so you can click on it and you can check it all out yourself. Establishing your political and legal characters and sign your applications, registrations, and contracts without prejudice. You can challenge the enforcement of onerous terms or conditions that either were not disclosed, were agreed to under distress or duress, or only apply to legal juristic persons. You can use the following example, and I'm going to read it to you, to create a notice of condition precedent or write your own. This example was designed to define both your legal and political characters for the record. And we'll read that because it's very precise. It's not long, but it's very precise. So you're creating a legal notice, and now you have to tell the world you've got this legal notice. So there are two ways you can do that. Okay, you're publishing it. You can do that. Option A, have your notice placed in the legal notice section of your local paper for 4 weekends. Ask the paper to send you a notice after it has been filed with the court. If the paper does not file it, you must get proof of the notice from them and file it in the public record yourself. Okay, we'll be back shortly. Finish talking about publishing our condition preceded notice.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're talking about a new strategy, a new lawful strategy tonight, to help us remove ourselves as a legal juristic person and restore ourselves, resurrect ourselves from the dead, as you might think that actually is appropriate because their legal person isn't alive. Okay, so once you prepare your condition precedent, you can publish it. We talked about that. And then if the paper doesn't file it after you publish it, you take the notice and file it in the public record yourself. Option B. Now, this one we talked about for, I bet, the better part of a month, because we were trying to find a strategy to protect ourselves from this online presumed contracts that we're all getting trapped by, just visiting a website, for Pete's sakes, or if you open a Google account or a Yahoo account, all these lawyers have been working busy behind the scenes, putting together all sorts of laws and terms and conditions in each and every one. Facebook has them, Google has them, Yahoo has them, you name it. They've all contained terms and conditions for you to agree to. Or you can't access the Google, all of the Google email and everything else. So we tried to figure out how we could protect ourselves from that. And I will open this up for conversation, but this is what we agreed upon. The internet, the World Wide Web, is potentially the largest form of media on the planet. And I got that from a guy who was a program developer, and in fact he worked in a location that even his wife didn't know where he worked. It was so secret what he was doing, but he said that this is the world's biggest media, is the World Wide Web. So we decided, after kicking it around for the better part of a week, why not set up a site called Condition Precedent and post on that site our notice. And we're going to go into how that works. We're going to give you a link. Because if you've done that in the same media forum that they're entrapping you, Now you are actually, in some ways, you're reaching them, whether they know it or not. And you are going to save a copy of this posting onto your computer, onto your desk, a hard copy. So if anybody wants it, you can send it to them. But we'll talk a little bit more how we're planning on doing that. Okay, so that would be your option B. You can post your notice on the condition precedent website for $25. This could help counter the presumption you've agreed to the myriad of unintelligible terms and conditions associated with websites or downloadable software or applications. We're going to put a link so you can view the site and the instructions after the show. You can go to our IDH program links page and read all of this material that I'm giving you. Check out all the links and go to this site and take a look at it and see what it's all about. If you do a notice of condition precedent on this site, the host will mail your notice to you directly after it has cured. And what that means is been posted for 30 business days, thus providing you with the documentation needed to start implementing it. Keep the original and send out the copies as needed. Now, once you've done that, now you have to be sure that you restrict your signature. You should be doing that already. And by signing above your name without prejudice, don't forget to restrict your signature. Okay, every time you're called upon to sign anything. I think that's pretty much what's going to get you guys saved. Now, let me read the condition precedent, and you'll see what we've done. First, I have to find it. I got all this stuff on my desk. Okay, here it is. All right, when this is done, okay, you'll be able to... They'll send you a copy of the page, which is your notice. There will be a posting that when you click on it, all it will have is your notice. At the top, it says condition precedent, notice to one, notice to all. And then there's a bold topic that says notice by John Doe. And you have to be willing to give your name and address or this simply will not work. So everybody has to remember that. It's not going to work unless you use your real name and your real address. Okay, it will have the posted date at the top. That's the date you posted your notice for the public, your public notice, and it will be right there on the top. In compliance with, this is what the body says, in compliance with Executive Order 13132, and in parentheses it says federalism, signed by President Bill Clinton on August 10th, 1999, Section 2. And here's a quote from Section 2. Now remember, the president, when he signs executive orders, he's got the authority over all governments on all levels throughout the country. Okay? And here's what it says. Quote, number D, the people of the states are free, subject only to the restrictions in the Constitution itself or in constitutionally authorized acts of Congress to define the moral, political, and legal character of their lives. Unquote. I hereby define my political and legal character as follows. Be it known by all that I, John Doe, as a living flesh and blood man, that on this posted date do hereby give notice to all in the world that I am not a citizen of the United States. Any who wish to challenge this admission must do so by responding to this notice within 30 business days of last publication. Notice is also given to anyone in the world who may have a contract or unsigned presumed contract under the above name that this notice serves as an addendum to all contracts or presumptions ab initio in which the signatory name may or may not appear. Notice that the following be included as part and above the signatory name, without prejudice. All return address or response to the addressed as followed. To be addressed as follows. Three line addresses will be returned to the sender. And on this notice, it has John Doe on one line at the bottom. His address is 307 Johns Road. Third line, Akron, Ohio. Zip code in brackets. Fourth line, United States of America. And the United is small. And the states is large, and America is in all caps. So small United, caps states, and caps America. Now, this is the notice that you will receive back then after it is cured. And when the host of the website, her name is Cynthia, she's excited about this. She knows how to run this website, and she's happy to provide this service for people. There'll be a way to contact her when I send you the link. You go to that site, condition preceding site, and you at the top you've got a choice of contact, and that's how you contact her and let her know that you want yours posted publicly on that site as well, and she will do so. So when it's cured, I'm looking at what you get back. Cynthia can print it out, and at the top, because she knows how to set her printer settings. Okay, at the top, it will say condition precedent blog. It'll give the URL of the site that it was posted on. At the bottom, it will give the date it was printed. And in the body, it gives the date it was posted. So when someone receives this, they can look at the dates on the document that was automatically generated by the blog and see that it was up there for all the world to see for 30 business days. Now, she's going to fold it and put a stamp right on the bottom. This is designed to be folded so the address is on the outside. She put a piece of tape over it and put a stamp right on it and put it in the mail to you. When you get it, all you do is carefully cut that thing so it's flat, it's open, and you will see that everything you need to declare this as a legal document will be right there. Never send it out anywhere, then you make copies, and you can use it where as needed, truthfully, because now you have told the world on the World Wide Web that you are a living man or woman. And you are not a federal U.S. citizen, subject to federal U.S. citizen regulations. We do have a caller. I'm excited about this, and I'm hoping that you people are as well. I will have all of this information up on the website, but I wanted to share this with you because we're going to need something like this as they increase mandates. I am concerned that at some point in the not-too-distant future, the criminals who run this system in our country might decide that you can't get a driver's license unless you're fully vaccinated. And Dr. Tenpenny did a talk. She did an interview on Red Ice Creations, and she was absolutely right. They are coordinating Healthy People 2020 with the Department of Transportation. So we need to get ready. Okay, we do have a caller. We have Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, what do you think of all this? Chris, are you there? Ken? Hello?
There we go.
Oh, gosh, I thought all of a sudden my computer crashed. There was no sound at all.
No, they're probably giving me special treatment.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, it's Peter. This is Peter.
Oh, there's Peter's here, too. We got two callers on?
No. Well, I don't know if you got two on or not. Listen, you've got to explain to them the reason why you're having to do this is because of Hooven versus Allison and Company and Evatt, where it gives the three different definitions of, U.S., what U.S. means.
Well,
Don't go by the presumption, because, see, they're presuming that you're one. I would just mention this as far as their reference material for them to study.
Yeah. Well, I think
that's
if
all.
Just, if, okay, thanks, Peter. That was
okay.
Good. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Did we lose Chris, Ken?
Well, I think I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I don't know how that all happened. Well, okay. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Al, everybody in the room. I think this is absolutely a marvelous idea and a very lawfully supported tactic that you're employing here for the benefit of the people. And I applaud you for your due diligence in doing so, first and foremost.
Well, thanks.
I might relate a recent story that I had experience with here in the Las Vegas area, which I think hyper-accentuates the power and effect of preserving rather than reserving one's rights and modifying those contracts, which, as you well know, in the banking facilities and institutions are take-it-or-leave-it contracts.
Right.
That makes them really an entrapment contract whenever you cannot modify the contract at all to remove terms, which would be subornation of felony perjury, whenever you have to agree to terms that don't apply to you by the nexus of the terms of the contract of the so-called facility that you're doing business with.
This is why, Chris, we have to have this condition precedent, because they're using a take-it-or-leave-it concept, correct? But in actuality, when you look at the UCC, and I went all the way through the general provisions, you have the right to sign any of it without prejudice. And people say, well, no, that they won't accept that. And I'm sorry, but they really have to, because they're all under the UCC. They're all in commerce. They're using a commercial script. So they're all in commerce. And when I looked it up and I saw that this reservation of rights is UCC 1-308, performance or acceptance under reservation of rights. They've got no choice. Even then, Chris, they went further in this general provisions of the UCC to say, number section 1-305, the remedies are to be liberally administered.
So, well, that's a really interesting language.
Yes, uh-huh, I thought so too.
Well, in fact, at my, what we would call a credit union, the Clark County Credit Union in Las Vegas in particular, which has a multitude of different agencies and government entities and contractual employees that do their banking at that facility, I did strike out the U.S. citizen term and put in non-citizen Oklahoma State National, and I may have struck out something else, and I did preserve all my rights, absolutely, explicitly preserved all my rights in particular, and I was recently notified that they're going to terminate my fiduciary relationship with the bank because their take-it-or-leave-it contract doesn't allow for any modification, so you have to submit yourself to being something you're not. Of course, the letter they didn't say they sent was not signed pursuant to R11A of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, calling for all letters or communications sent from any sort of legal nature or otherwise to be signed by somebody to accept culpability, liability, and responsibility for their acts. And
well, I'll tell you, Chris, I think that we're going to have to take. They say liberally construed, you know, for the remedies, but I think the safest thing is to get out this little booklet, which is what we've done in the condition preceding, get out their general provisions and use their words exactly, quote, without prejudice, unquote, or, quote, under protest, unquote. Those are the words in their rules. And I think it's going to be easier to hold their feet to the fire if we use their own terminology.
Well, I think that's probably wise counsel, and when you use their words, they can't equivocate and worm their way out of it like they like to do, as they being the attorney trade, the twisters of words to their own predatory lingual advantage, prefer to do.
Exactly. This is why putting together the UCC rules with this condition precedent and finding out what their rules allow us to do, I think could be really quite helpful, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. For instance, they allow a notice or knowledge. That is there in their rule book, 1-202, notice, knowledge. These are the tools that they use in their UCC commercial world. And if we do their tools exactly, I think we stand a better chance of fighting back. Okay, we're going to go to a short break, and we'll return. Hang in there, folks.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we're talking tonight about creating a notice of condition precedent and then having the notice published online at a website that has recently been established to do exactly that. We have a page also when I post this whole article, and I will post it. It's all, the whole thing that I read to you. Case, it's got the links on it. It's got the explanation I read. But I cited the links to several UCC rules that validate that what this is and that it's legitimate under their rules. I have a link to the Presidential Executive Order 13132, so people can look at that. I have a link to general provisions for the construction of the Uniform Commercial Code, where they state that it is to be liberally construed. And they want it to cross multiple, all legal jurisdictions. I also have a link to the notice or knowledge under the general provisions of UCC, which validate that a notice is part of their world and explains how the notice or knowledge works in their world. I have the general definition that they have for person. Okay, and here's what they define person in the UCC. It's almost identical to what our state statutes call person. For instance, in California, they call a person in their definitions. A person includes any person, firm, association, organization, partnership, limited liability company, business, trust, corporation, or company. In Ohio, they define a statutory person as a person includes an individual, corporation, business trust, estate trust, partnership, and association. In the UCC general provisions, the definition of the person is, and I have a link to that, quote, an individual, corporation, business trust, estate trust, partnership, limited liability company, association, joint venture, government, government, subdivision, agency, or instrumentality, public corporation, or any other legal or commercial entity. That's their definition. Does that even remotely remind you of a flesh and blood living man, woman, boy, or girl? Of course not. It should be obvious to any living man or woman that rules for artificial legal constructs don't apply to living human beings, the first being dead and the second being alive. Now, does that make sense, Chris? That's what we put together here.
Yeah, absolutely does. Here's an interesting phrase I think you'll find most applicable. The obligation of a contract is the law which binds the parties to perform their agreement. Because of what appears to be a lawful command on the surface, many citizens, because of their respect for what appears to be law, are cunningly coerced into waiving their rights due to ignorance. U.S. versus Minker, 350 U.S. 179 at 187, 1956.
Yes. Now, that's what's going on. We are being coerced, and we've said this on the show many times.
Cunningly.
But maybe people will hear it again. Contract law is superior to any other form of law. Now, why is that? Because you consented. And as long as they can trick you into consent, they will enforce that on you, and they'll do so saying, but you agreed to that term and that condition. And that's where we're at, folks. We're being tricked into signing and agreeing to things that are not in our best interest.
And in Edwin Bernays' treatise, Propaganda, near the end of it, I think the last couple of sentences, he says, we try to convince them that it's for their benefit, but by their consent is our victory.
Correct. Boy, that's good. Okay, we're going to go to break. It's a short break. I believe it's only about 2 minutes. We'll be back soon.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.